This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 158. How to use Facebook groups to find English-speaking friends.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, from Boston, USA.
So Gabby, a lot of our listeners are asking where they can see and get the transcript from this podcast.
Right, because reading while you listen to the episodes will help you improve your listening skills even faster. And we do have text transcripts of every single episode. So if you haven't seen those yet, don't miss out. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations. That's conversations. Do you want to have genuine conversations with native English-speaking friends? In today's episode, you'll find three ways to do that. Hey, Lindsay, how are you doing?
Hey, Gabby, doing great today, and you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. You know, we have a great guest today, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hello.
Great. How are you doing? Kevin is from English Ninja. He's the creator of this site, which helps Portuguese speakers to learn English online. It's a great resource, which he'll talk a little bit more about later. But Kevin's here to share some really great advice from his experience learning language and also as an English teacher about how to find people to connect with. So let's talk a little bit about that, Kevin, about how you came to want to share this advice and maybe three of your top points of advice.
Sure. So, and this comes from a few, several years of teaching and also my own experience with learning languages. Yeah. And what I've realized is, especially these days, people have to learn English. It's a necessity. We're not talking about language experts or polyglots. We're talking about people that need to learn out of necessity. And so they're given this task, and a lot of times they don't really know what it's for. Mm. And it's just kind of a topic that they have to learn. So what I've realized is that if you don't have genuine conversation with people, if you don't actually use the language to connect with people in a real way, it's very hard to stay motivated. It's very hard to progress. Mm. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Two ways I came through this is from my own experience. Since a young age, I learned Spanish in school. And I don't really know why. I think it was just, I always wanted to learn Spanish. However, I was usually one of the worst students in class. I kept going with it, and I looked back now and said, oh, that's crazy, I stuck with it. But yeah. I just didn't put in the effort. I got nervous in class. I couldn't keep up. Mm. And I think I just stayed with it because I was more interested in culture and just learning about culture. And I think that's what kept me going.
Yeah.
So when I finally left the West and I lived in Europe for a year, I realized that me personally, when I was around foreign speakers of other languages, I was actually somebody who excelled at learning the language.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and compared to others who would do well in the class, I was actually somebody who could just go out there and start learning words and communicating with people. Mm. So it became something that actually made sense to me. It's like, oh, wow, well, now I can actually talk to these people.
So you're saying that real people are actually more motivating than your textbooks?
No.
Yeah, believe it or not. I'm more interested in people than shiny, new-smelling books.
Crazy. I think most of our listeners would agree.
Sure. We're being a little sarcastic here.
Absolutely. That was very eye-opening to me. And I said, wow, I can actually learn a language another way. So then when I started teaching privately mm-hmm. here in Brazil, over time I realized this through many of my students too. Mm-hmm. Because of their need to speak English, a lot of them they were stressed about it. They didn't know how to do it. They tried schools, they'd studied grammar, and just nothing really clicked.
Right.
But if you once I created an actual relationship and friendship with these students, mm-hmm. and gave them the comfortable environment to start communicating with me,
mm-hmm.
You could actually see not only they started getting interested, but then they start progressing and they stick with it. And so through these relationships and through creating meaningful communication, it just changed the whole learning process.
Right, yeah. It goes to a deeper level,
exactly.
Of thinking, uh-huh. of feeling, mm-hmm.
right.
of just connecting with each other as humans.
Absolutely, I think that's so
sure.
valuable.
Sure, yeah. I mean, and that's what language is for, basically, right? We want to connect with people, but
right.
when we close it and put it in a box and throw it in a mm-hmm. book, it just becomes some other school subject.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I know in Brazil, sometimes to enter a university or even to apply for a government job, you have to take a test that might test your English skills. And mm-hmm. that's a lot of pressure, I think. I don't know
sure.
if there's similar situations in other countries. I think there are mm-hmm. placement tests or entrance exams that are really high stakes. And so that puts so much stress mm-hmm. on the students, and they want to just study for this important exam. But what you're saying is actually by connecting with people, you'll be more motivated, and it might actually help you even, you know, not only for improving your conversation, but it might actually help you become more motivated to study for other things, right?
Yeah, that's true. And it could help you just, it could give you another reason to get into certain topics mm. and certain subjects, mm. because it's not just something you do for yourself, but it's something to expand your world and to connect you with others.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. So it should all start with the connection and then go out from there, right? It shouldn't start with the test or start with the book.
Sure. And of course, this kind of depends on the student. Some
yeah.
people love studying the dynamics of a language, but the majority,
right.
at least from my experience, are the other way. They want
mm-hmm.
to connect with somebody, and they want to use the language to just you know, to become, to be important for somebody, with somebody else.
Yeah,
sure.
And if you're, for our listeners, if you're studying English and you've kind of hit a wall, maybe you feel a little bored with your current studies, I think this is a good way to become motivated again, is to connect with people, connect with the culture, and that connection will motivate you again to kind of, you know, go back and learn more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sure, and it will either show you or it will show you again of actually why language is important.
Great. Well, I think it's obvious how important it is to connect with people and have genuine conversation. But now the question is, where do we find
mm-hmm.
people who actually want to have genuine conversations? I mean, your students are lucky because they have you, but I mean, how about our listeners? You know, how can they find someone to have a genuine conversation with?
Sure, and I have a few ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big proponent these days of online learning.
Okay.
Even though I'm a private teacher and a lot of my classes are face to face, I'm always suggesting students go online because their options just expand immensely
yeah.
once they
mm-hmm.
get into the internet. One of the ways, and I've learned this, I've observed this from students. A lot of what I've learned, from observing how my best students improve and progress.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting way that I've realized is using Facebook, which is everyone's on Facebook these days.
Yeah.
And what you can do is you look for groups, Facebook groups. You become a part of groups, and you either become a part of groups that are based on your interests, your hobbies.
Right.
They don't have to be on English, but let's say you're into photography. So find Facebook groups on photography.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously these will probably be either from English-speaking countries or groups that are international, and you'll find English speakers. And here you will find people that are interested in the same topic as you, and it'll give you an opportunity to connect with them on Facebook.
Right.
With English.
Oh, interesting.
And why this is cool is because you have interests in common, but you're also, instead of just going out and trying to find somebody to listen to you or to have the patience to help you with your English,
mm-hmm.
you're actually in an environment where you're giving back your knowledge about that topic. Mm. And there are people there interested in what you have to say.
Hmm.
And that, and from my experience, there's a lot of, most people have patience and time for people that don't speak English very well either. They're not going to kick you out of the group or you know, ignore you if your English right. isn't perfect. But they'll be receptive to you, and you can get involved in these communities and meet people through these communities this way.
That's great, because English then becomes a tool to communicate about something else that's really interesting and motivating to you.
Sure. Uh-huh. And also, I think, especially for the beginning learners, chatting, typing and chatting is a little easier and less intimidating in the beginning than speaking.
Definitely.
And you can even use online tools, Google Translator, stuff like that to kind of help your mm-hmm. writing and progress this way and get involved in conversations. Another great area of Facebook groups to look for. Each country usually has expat or foreigner groups where people connect in that foreign country because they're from around the world. And most of the time, these people speak English.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I think those groups really appreciate having members who are locals of the country. I mean,
absolutely.
you might think, oh, I can't join because I'm not an expat. But actually, we, you know, speaking as an expat, we really appreciate when locals join, because we want to know your opinions, your ideas, your experience. You know, we want to ask you questions about the country where we're living. You know,
sure.
we don't know that much when we first move to a new country, and we'd love
sure.
to meet you.
Yeah. I like this idea. It sounds like we're taking the focus off of making mistakes and putting it back onto learning and contributing to a community.
Yeah.
Sure, contribution, exactly.
Yeah.
You're giving, you have something to give, so you're going to go into the group with knowledge of the culture, and that makes it a lot more mutual. The relationship is mutual, which I think is a much better place to start from.
Yeah, I love that.
I like that.
Kind of shifting sure. your thinking there. Are there
and,
other...
And last thing about that, too, is
yeah.
a lot of times people in these groups, they speak English and the language of where they are, so you know, people can feel more comfortable to kind of switch back and forth from languages, and it's not just a 100% English environment.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Are there other places online that you might suggest, or other ways to find genuine conversation opportunities?
Yeah, the other one is online too, and it's a pretty well known site. It's called iTalki.
Okay.
I'm a big proponent of this. I'm not connected with this at all, or
mm-hmm.
I don't make any money from it recommending it. But I just think it's such a valuable resource, because there's so many people on there willing to share language. Either with an exchange,
mm-hmm.
You know, just finding other people that are probably learning English like you. It's very hard as an English learner to find a native English speaker to just exchange languages with, because the whole world is learning English. So
right.
there's a lot more of people wanting to learn English. But if you're not close to that idea, you can find plenty of people from all over the world. From my experience, my students say there's a lot of people from China, the Middle
mm-hmm.
East.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are learning English, but it's very possible their English level is higher than yours.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they will want to connect with you. They might be interested in the country that you're from. Or, like I said, in general, there's so many people online that really spend their whole lives online, so they have plenty of time to give back to you. And you can communicate this way. There's another, and also, too, as far as finding teachers, iTalki has hundreds of teachers. And I think it's really important to find a teacher that fits well with you and your style.
Right.
And if you just stick to your city, or if you try to find face-to-face classes, your options are very limited.
Right.
But if you go online, you can search. If you go on iTalki, you can search for the right teacher, which might be somebody who's young, somebody who's old, somebody who's serious, somebody who's informal. It could be a native speaker of that language. It could be
yep.
a native speaker of your language. So you have such a selection. For example, in my case, if I wanted to practice Spanish again, I would probably find somebody who speaks Spanish and Portuguese because they could help me not mix the two languages.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
a specific
that's a
requirement.
Idea.
Yeah, great. So,
sure.
yeah, if you think about, before you look for a teacher online or in person, think about the requirements that might be helpful to you,
sure.
right? There's a lot of different options, and I think it's just, it's going to make things easier if you first think about your needs, because otherwise it's a bit overwhelming.
Definitely.
Just looking through all the online teachers out there. And I also think another interesting point you brought up is practicing English with other non-native speakers, and we could do a whole other episode about that. But
sure.
that is an interesting point. Just, you know, maybe open up your conversation opportunities there. You'll have a lot more people who might be interested and available to speak English with you there.
Right. Fantastic. Right. And especially when you're in the earlier stages, it's fine. And I think you can really learn from these people. I'm really
Great.
Against any sort of closing your options, or when people say, don't do this, or don't do this, or don't do this. You have to find, you have to make the language learning process very personal for
like
you,
that.
And what you enjoy and what you like, and that's
like
it.
That, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Great. Were there any other ways that you wanted to share?
Yeah, the last one is probably the easiest one. It's not online. It's not anywhere. This conversation happens in your head.
That's great.
With yourself. And I think I did this a lot when I was learning Portuguese, just starting a habit, constantly going through conversations, dialogues in your head. And obviously this is based on things that you listen to, that you watch. Listening is obviously probably the most important thing, I think, in language development. And you just use what you're learning, and you speak to yourself. And
That's
you,
great.
You have a dialogue with yourself. You can have both sides of the conversation. So you say, you go to a restaurant, you're the customer and the waiter. You find out areas that you don't know about, because if you're trying to have a conversation with yourself and you don't know what to say, then you're like, I better get into this area a little bit more. And just always practicing and playing with the language with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've even had students go to the point of speaking in front of the mirror and talking to themselves and pretending they're having a conversation, speaking out loud, very interesting. Another student of mine would take her lessons from class, and she would go home and she would pretend she was teaching to her fake students in her bedroom.
Wow, that's
pretend
great.
She was teaching the lessons. Very cool, huh?
Wow. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I don't think that's crazy at all, because we need that kind of repetition and review and using the language, even if it's with ourselves. That's how we internalize it.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy, guys.
You
should definitely talk to yourself. And it's almost like when you're a little kid and you have an imaginary friend. I mean, that's how we practice language. So those are three great tips.
Tricks and tips, right?
Yeah, exactly. Tricks and tips.
Sure.
Facebook groups, iTalki, and then talking to yourself. So those are three great ideas for having genuine conversation opportunities. Kevin, will you tell our listeners where they can find you online?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. My website is Inglês Ninja. And there you'll find little videos that I make on common mistakes and other blog posts. I'm also on YouTube, Inglês Ninjas, the channel.
Great.
And Facebook, unsurprisingly, Inglês Ninja.
Okay.
And Twitter as well. Growing there. So just search Inglês Ninja and you should find me.
Fantastic.
Great.
Well, thanks so much for your advice today. And it was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
No, and thank you guys. You guys are great. You guys are taking charge. I hope this goes on for a while, because people sometimes do this for a while and then disappear. So let's make this.
Oh, we're in it to win
it.
Awesome.
We're not going anywhere.
Sure.
Thanks
awesome.
So much,
thank
Kevin.
You, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.